Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen, your host, and I am actually broadcasting from the studio today up in Westerly, Rhode Island. So it's been it was a lovely ride up here. You know what? We're coming up on Memorial Day weekend, and it was making me think about where I was last October, right before Hurricane Sandy hit, and that was right on the shore. I was in New Jersey in Ocean Grove. I got displaced from my home there. And ended up moving back to Pennsylvania. And it's just reminding me of all of the work that's going on down to the shore, not only in New Jersey, but all along the eastern seaboard. So those of you people who normally go down the shore for this weekend, who aren't going because you're afraid to go, let me just say that storms can't hurt the sky, and storms can't hurt the sea. And the sea and the beach is still there. Go buy pizza and some Italian ice and lend your support to all of the business people, all the people who lost so much during that storm. Things are going to be just fine. Okay, I want to do just a little bit shout out there again to Keep Your Word. The Keep Your Word app is doing great. We're really happy with that. And I'm going to encourage all of you, again, to go to the Keep Your Word website, which is Keep Your Word, www.keepyourword.com, and download the app and start using it. You know, one of the great things that you can be using Keep Your Word is with your kids. You know, you want to get them to clean their room. You want to get them to do their homework, to do whatever it is that you want to get them to do. And you can talk with them, help them understand about how important it is to do what they say they're going to do and actually keep their word, and they can actually do it on that app. So, again, we're going to play a tip from Vladimir. It is, again, another tip about keeping your word and about causing change in your life. So have a listen.
Hi, I'm Vladimir Gerasichev, the creator of the Keep Your Word Project. Resistance is one of our natural habits. We have an expectation in our minds of how something should be. And when the expectation does not match the reality, there's an automatic resistance. And resistance can become the barrier to creating something new. I've learned that the most powerful thing is to be accepting. When you accept something, it means you are taking things the way they are right now, even though they don't match your expectations. Start noticing the differences between your expectations and what takes place in your life right now. When you notice these differences, it is easier to accept what is. And when you notice it, the resistance disappears. Go to my website at keepyourword.com or download my free iPhone app to help you start creating something new today. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
Hi, great. So that's a great tip from Vladimir. The last time I spoke to Vladimir was when he was on the show a few weeks ago. And he said to me, "Are you nervous?" Because it was my premiere show. And I'm like, no, I'm not nervous. And he said, "Karen, you're nervous. Just admit it and it'll be okay." And so I'm calling that out today. I always broadcast from my private office and nobody's in the room with me. It's just me. And today I'm sitting in a room with windows and people are on the other side watching me. So, all right, now I called that out. We have a great show today. I have a wonderful guest, Henry Kimsey House, and he's going to be joining us in just one second. Henry is one of the co-founders of CTI, and for those of you who don't know what that is the Coaching Training Institute. I have many, many friends and colleagues who have gone through there. It's a wonderful, wonderful coaching school. And so let's just get started. Henry, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Here I am.
All right, good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. It's perfect. So
Henry, wonderful that we are able to create this kind of miracle of communication across coasts and across continents, you know.
Yeah, so where are you sitting today?
I'm sitting looking out at the Pacific Ocean as the sun is coming up.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I forced you to get up so you could see that today. Yeah, that's my gift to you.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about really how you got started and a little bit about CTI, because you are one of the pioneers of coaching and actually training coaches to be certified coaches in this country. So just tell us a little bit of background about how that happened.
Well, back in about 1988, my soon-to-become partner, Laura Whitworth, who has since gone to the great beyond, claimed me as her coaching client, and it turned out I was the second client she had ever claimed and the second client she ever coached. And I didn't know that. She, of course, being the spitfire that she was, made it seem like she'd been doing it her whole life. And she was one of the first people that we know of that actually called herself a personal coach or a life coach, if you will. Mm-hmm. There had been people before that were executive coaches doing work mixing transformational technologies from the various personal growth movements with technologies coming from sports at the time. And they were working with the high top-tier executives. But no one was working with just everybody, you know, mm-hmm. and Laura was one of the first. And we started coaching, and then a year later I moved out here to California from New York, and she started bugging me to start teaching our clients, because our clients were starting to ask us, how do we do what you're doing? They were happy and successful clients. And we started putting together the foundations of what later became the coaching curriculum at CTI, or Coaches Training Institute.
Yeah.
And it's been an amazing ride since then. We've grown. We've taught over 40,000 people across the world, and we're in 17 or so. I don't even know how many different countries we are now, mm-hmm. about doing our courses in, and how many different languages we're doing our courses in.
Yeah.
So it's really remarkable.
And it's really transformed as you've gone through the years. You know, I know lots of people who have gone through your program and are absolutely wonderful, wonderful coaches. And you and I have some mutual friends regarding that. So
I bet we do.
Yeah, let's give a shout out.
It's a very small world when you get to the upper tier of great coaches, because especially at CTI, what we're known for is sort of creating an embodied experience of coaching, so that people go on often to other different disciplines after they do CTI to learn specialties.
Mm-hmm.
We're sort of the master at really creating the whole foundation of coaching in people, so that they don't have to think about it that much.
Yeah, and you know, Guthrie Sion, who is one of the Tabula Rasa coaches, part of my team. You know, we that is one of our mutual friends and colleagues, and he of course.
Oh, you have to give Guthrie a hug for me. He's great.
Oh my God! Yeah. Well, I did say hello to him already for you. He was actually my third guest on the show. So we had a really great, and you know, Guthrie does really, really wonderful work. He's just fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I always say that when I need a big guns coach, that's the coach I go to. He's just fantastic. So we're coming up on a break. But when we come back, I want you to be talking about, I know you have a new book that is about to be released sometime in June.
I do.
And you have this this notion about leadership and about people taking personal responsibilities through leadership. And
mm-hmm.
so let's, when we come back, I want to pick up right there and we'll talk about that. Okay.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. See you in a minute.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence, and today we are talking to Henry Kimsey House of CTI, which is Coaches Training Institute. If you would like any additional information about our show, about Henry, we have information on our website, which is simply Karen Florence or onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. You can listen to previous shows, get all the information that you need. If you need to want to contact us, all the information is right there. By all means, please go check us out and check out our Tabula Rasa coaching team. So, Henry, let's get back to it. Tell us about your book, the name of the book, and what is that unique thing about leadership that the book is about?
Well, the book, you're the first public audience to hear that my book is officially coming out next month. It's called The Stake, The Making of Leaders. And what we've realized at CTI over the years is that coaching is actually a key component or key part, competency, if you will, of leadership. And that what we're really in the business of doing is developing the leader that everyone is. We say every human being on the planet is a leader. And it's the job of coaches, is one of the forms, and leadership development folks to actually grow that leader in people. And so this book is a combination fictional journey of five people going through a version of our leadership program that we do. And it's also intermingling actual what we call leader quests or stories of our actual graduates out in the world who are doing amazing leadership work. We have one woman who is a president of a university in France, another man who is transforming corporations into sustainable corporations, and another woman who is actually working with women's rights in Africa. And so all these three people are graduates. We've interwoven their stories into the story of these everyday folks going through this program, and we think we've really created a nice journey for people to look into their own leadership competencies and skills.
You know, I find that so interesting because when I start with a new client, I immediately see all the wonderful things about themselves that they don't see. I find them to be magnificent beings with so many talents, and they've gotten themselves into a rut. So give us an example of how, when we say everyday people, because, you know, everyone is, of course, in my opinion, is everyone is equal. We just have different positions in the world for what we do for a living. We all are magnificent people. How is it that this book can, or the information given in the book, can change just people going through their regular everyday lives?
Well, the first thing that we work on in our program and in this book is the recognition of who am I at my core and my strength. And I know the name of your radio station is On Purpose Radio, and so I know that you two are looking at what's the core of this individual? Mm-hmm. Who are they when they are being in their most powerful and leadership-like, magnificent self, and identifying both who they are internally and who they are as seen by the world. You know, when the world sees you and your strengths, how are you showing up according to what they're seeing? So this the first part of the journey begins with myself, with me, my core. Then we expand that journey to look at how am I in relationship with other. Like, what is then my ability to create connection, to create deep, deep intimacy in relationship with others, and to hold and stay in that relationship and not get frightened by what occurs when we get close to each other. Once we get that, then we start looking at something that, as far as we know, no leadership programs on the planet really look at, because we think a leader who is actually taking responsibility for their leadership is actually taking responsibility for the space that they and the people are in. And you'll notice this with great leaders. It's almost like they're not talking to individuals. They're actually talking to the whole energetic field, if you will, or the space. And if you're in the presence of a really great leader, you're feeling really almost like held in a way. And it's not because he's talking to you directly. It's because he's holding or she's holding that space that you're in, that energetic field. We work with our leaders on how to begin recognizing that and then actually start taking responsibility for it.
You know, I love that because one of the things that I work with my own clients is they have an essence. There's an energy, a power, something that they walk into the room and the energy changes. What is that? And when you can figure it out, you can do it, excuse the pun, on purpose.
Exactly.
You can really use it, be it, do it, just with so much more purpose. And the satisfaction and fulfillment that comes out of that is really astounding.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's nobody born to be charismatic. Mm-hmm. It's actually it's a learned skill, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happens to people when they figure out that what happens in their space?
Well, I think what happens to people is that they begin, what we say is that the definition of a leader, and this is why we think everyone is a leader, how we define leader is someone who is responsible for their world. And many people, their world doesn't expand much beyond their skin, you know, of what they're able to take responsibility for. And so what we're doing in any leadership program or our book on leadership is how do we expand the world that people are taking responsibility for. What we'd like to eventually expand it to is that we are all in it together. You know, we are co-leading. We are sharing leadership in the world and for the world. We're taking responsibility for a larger and larger part of our world. And we think that when those leaders can leap into that and take responsibility for a larger and larger part of the world, we'll have a world that will not want to fight each other so much. We'll have a world that will want to get along more. We'll have a world that is sitting in sort of the idea of growing their consciousness and evolving together rather than killing each other off.
Yeah.
You know?
Just give us an example of what people, how it actually changes their everyday, day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Let's really ground it is really what I want you to do is, you know, I've gone through this program and how am I going to be different at home with my children, you know, if we've got a spouse, our coworkers, what change happens to us?
Well, as you know, as a great coach, the first, and this happens in working with you as leaders or as coaches, an individual, one of the first impacts of great development work shows up in relationship with family and that kind of thing. You start seeing who's there rather than who you're imagining is there or projecting is there. and you start actually interacting with that individual or that human being as a human being. It's really remarkable to watch these people come out of these programs and go home and actually see their kid or their child as a human being and not their kid. Mm. You know, and so they actually, we get great stories of how they actually start getting curious with their children and asking questions rather than just all giving commands. It starts to become more of a relationship based. It's funny how we don't actually relate with the people we're closest with as people.
Yes.
We relate mostly with them from our beliefs or assumptions and our...
And our expectations.
Yeah. And one of the first things we do is we work on technology with these leaders on how to clear those expectations, those assumptions, and those beliefs so that they can be with who's there, not be with their picture of who should be there.
Absolutely, and, yeah. Yeah, and also... In a lot of, almost all of our relationships, we're trying to get our own needs met, and we're throwing those on the people around us. And
absolutely.
by understanding who we are at our core and uh-huh. getting a grasp on that essence, we can then really realize that it's on to us to get our own needs met, and we can start seeing people for who they are, what they need, as opposed to manipulating them, which is what a human, you know, the human nature is, you know, always does. We have much, much better, more realistic, reality-based, and more fulfilling relationships as a result of that. Yeah.
We've broken leadership into sort of three main domains. Something called leadership from behind, leading from behind, which is really the coach's skill. It's the our ability to empower someone else to be great. You know, that's what coaches do, right? We mm-hmm. we really work with developing those people and empowering them to be great. The other is the leader from within, which that's the person who's really working on their personal development to such a degree that they are that charismatic being that we were talking about earlier that so is clear on their purpose and who they are and where they're going in their life and what they're up to, that they walk through life and people say, I want that. I want to be that. I want to follow that, you know. And then there's the leader from the front. This is someone who has clear mission and vision and clear stake and purpose and knows where they're going, and they know that no one else does. So they have to step out, and they have to bring people along with them. And so I think the ideal co-active leader in our book and in what we're trying to create is someone that's got all three of those blended together in the center of themselves. So they're working all those parts of leadership always and looking at all the competencies that are associated with those various kinds of leadership.
When we talk about leadership, people go to the assumption of leadership means, you know, the president or the governor
right.
or the CEO. In terms of an individual being a leader, how can we shift the idea that the leader is above me to mm-hmm. I am the leader of my personal space, my
yeah.
life? How do we do that switch?
That is such a great question, Karen, because it's actually switching how we hold leadership in terms of we look at leadership as a hierarchical structure, in other words, like what you're saying, where there's always a top person and a bottom person, and most of us are underneath or at the bottom all the time. And so we sort of put this responsibility up there for our lives, and we can sort of then, in a way, walk around being victims in our lives. We're no longer responsible because someone's taking responsibility for us. That's the classic model of leadership, right?
Right.
You know, and what we say is that's not true anymore. What we're starting to realize is that this planet and all that we're engaged in dealing with life and our lives cannot afford anymore to leave it up to one or two individuals in certain circumstances. We all have to take responsibility, and we have to share responsibility. We have to know how we do that, and we have to call on ourselves to find that leader in ourselves, because we say everyone has it.
Yeah.
And develop that leader and start to look at how do I grow my consciousness and how do I grow my ability to take responsibility for my world,
right.
you know? And I think it's probably one of the most important conversations that we're having today. With all the stuff that's happening with global warming, all the stuff that's happening with, you know.
Yeah, and I'm going to interrupt you because we have to go to break, but I was listening to NPR on the way in, and I was thinking about this show and something that I heard on NPR. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, let's talk about that. But let's also talk about what gets people distracted from owning their own leadership and, you know, not taking the responsibility. So
great.
So we'll be right back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence.
Liberty, WBLQ.
Welcome back. I'm laughing. My producer, Brian, just said, I'm so happy you're with us and not with NPR. Yeah, me too, for now. Welcome back to On Purpose with Karen Florence. We are speaking to Henry Kimsey House. And on the break, we did a little chat. I said, you know what, I want to bring this thing up I heard on NPR this morning. And so, and it turns out that, wouldn't you know it, this is the way things work. Henry also has some views on that. Sure. I was driving, and they were talking about the peace, you know, they're going to try to get peace talks going again. And I was thinking, we really can't legislate peace. It has to start at the core of every person involved, not just the government, you know, not, you know, the national, the global, the local government. It has to be in the hearts of the people. And you are actually working on a program in Israel about this, are you not?
Yeah, we just got off the phone yesterday. We've been working. We have a coach. We have coaching training in Israel, and the Israelis that we're working with have always had the vision that they wanted to have Israelis and Arabs together in coaching classes, and they've expanded that now. They want to do leadership, and we just got off the phone where we're looking at bringing a leadership program to the region. The interesting conversation is, do we bring it to Israel? Because it's very difficult in Israel for Arabs from other countries to come to Israel. They can't even get into the country. Mm-hmm. And so do we do it in Israel, or do we do it in someplace like Turkey or someplace like that, where we can bring them together and have them engage in ground that's sort of neutral, that really allows them to really fall in love with each other and look at how to take responsibility for the situation in their communities, in their families, in their hearts. And then that is how I think true change ultimately happens, is when there's a critical mass of people who really are taking responsibility on their own and not leaving it up to the whims and the powers of politics, as you say, yeah, that ultimately don't actually get things done.
Exactly.
You know, and keep, and actually it's some in people's interest and some people's interest to keep the conflict alive, mm-hmm, because it keeps certain beliefs alive and stuff, but it's not true to what's really in the heart of most people, I think.
Exactly. It has a lot to do with power and who holds it, and that's really not the way the world should be going. It really should be coming from our hearts and what we know is right, and just really accepting and loving each other, basically.
Completely.
Absolutely. So,
and that's why there's so much work being done. You know, and there's people that are doing that kind of work with sports and other ways. And what needs to happen is there's a kind of responsibility that needs to be taken at the individual level, and then at the family level, at the relationship level, there's a way that it's not about fighting against the system, it's about creating a new reality in a way.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, when we went to, right before we went to break. And by the way, I just want to say that we are going to open the phone lines for anyone who has a question. Our call-in number is 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. If you have any questions for Henry, please, by all means, call in. When we went to break, we were talking about what gets people distracted from owning their leadership. So tell us about that.
Well, I think one of the things that distracts us more than anything else are limiting beliefs that we make up about the way we perceive ourselves and in the world. And those limiting beliefs or those assumptions get formed often when we're children, and we just have to look at how do we go back, understand that when we form that belief, and start to operate from different belief systems. And so those core limiting beliefs are the things that stop us in most everything, so mm-hmm, I think, in life. And so some of the work that we want to do is to not like analyze why they're there or whatever, but actually look at what needs to shift those limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. They're even finding now in some of the brain science that we're starting to do a lot of work where we take the coactive principles and the principles of our coaching and leadership, and we're working with neuroscience and brain science folks to see what it is that coaching is doing that literally in the brain is literally possible to change neural pathways and to change the habits that we form to do certain things. We can actually change those pathways in our brain through a lot of the work we're doing as coaches and leaders right now.
Yeah, you know, I just want to pause you there for a moment because I think that is a really important an important point to underline, because oftentimes clients say to me, you know, I've tried to change. Well, you know what? I'm not going to try to change you. We're going to try to shift, and actually we're going to shift. And coaching has a very Yes, what is that? A very unique way of helping people see their personality drivers, understanding what they are, and being able to consciously make a choice of how they want it to be. And then the shift automatically happens. I always say that in coaching, it's not work. Change is hard and change is work. And most likely we can only sustain it for a short time. And then we go back to our old habits. But in coaching, shift occurs and it's pretty easy and it's sustainable.
Yeah, we use the word transformation occurs.
Yes, yeah.
It's like you're using the word shift. It's the kind of shift that occurs when, like if you were a water-breathing animal and you become an air-breathing animal, mm-hmm. it's like you don't go back to water anymore. You're now air. You know, so when we make that kind of transformation or shift in our lives, it's actually we want to have the transformation be such that I no longer recognize who I was prior to the shift.
Exactly. I was just thinking that, you know, that's who I used to be, but this is who I am now, and who I am now is sustainable. Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's, and I actually have new beliefs in place, new habits in place, new identity almost in place on this side of the shift. You know, this new way of seeing myself and knowing myself on this side of that shift.
Yeah. Let's get back to some more reasons why people get distracted from owning their leadership.
Hmm. A lot of reasons is people are more focused, and we tend to be more focused on task or result or, getting the thing done or solving the problem in life. That's what we've been so oriented to, the problem and solving the problem and getting the task done, that we've lost track that what we're really here in many ways to do is be in relationship and grow our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that the more we are focused on the task or the result or the problem and not on the person or the people, we lose the focus on the people and who we're leading or who we're even in relationship with, and we get over-focused on that task. It always takes us and makes us get frustrated, burnt out. All the reasons that often people come to coaching in the first place is they've lost touch with their fellow humans,
mm-hmm.
and they've gotten sort of attached to things, tasks, stuff.
And I also want to say, I'd like to hear your views on this, attached to expectations. Expectations that are thrown on us and expectations we have of situations and of the people in our lives. And we're determined to have those expectations met. Tell us a little bit about what you think about that.
Well, you know, my mom came back from a trip to India once, many years ago, with a phrase that I love. She said, have no expectations and abundant expectancy.
Hmm.
In other words, any expectation we have inevitably causes disappointment, you know, and that disappointment then causes all kinds of stuff. But whenever I even expect a movie to be good, it's never as good as I expected. When I expect it to be bad, it's always better than I expected.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's never what you expect.
Yeah.
And the phrase abundant expectancy I love because that's the idea is, not this specific thing is going to happen, but anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could happen. So if I walk around with no expectations and abundant expectancy, I'm open to what life has to throw me, and I can dance with it. I can respond to it in some way.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was listening to a commencement speech that was given up in Maine over the weekend. And one of the things that he said is, the best advice I can give you is, instead of looking for what you think you want, be looking for what is out there looking for you.
Yes.
What is going to show up? And don't be so, you know, set in one way of thinking, expecting that your life is going to be this way, because it could be so, you know, John Campbell, of course, is big on this, you know, life will give you much more if you, you know, than you ever expect that could, if you let it do it. And our expectations really, really do get in our way.
Absolutely. And the interesting distinction that a coach or a leader needs to make with expectations with people is, to shift from expectation to intention. Because expectation sort of creates a little window through which we can see the world, and it's almost impossible to see the world through the window. Intention creates the possibility that anything could happen and puts my will behind it, but it doesn't have me create an expectation about what will happen. It doesn't have me create a specific attachment to something. Instead, it attaches a desire to move towards the something, whatever it is that's in front of me.
Exactly. Okay, we're coming up on a break again. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the book, when it's released, how people can get it, and why you picked the name The Steak. And by the way, for those who are listening and are curious how you spell that, it's S-T-A-K-E. When we come back, we'll be talking about that. Again, you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. We have a wonderful guest today, Henry Kimsey House, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vladimir Gerasichev, the creator of the Keep Your Word Project. Why is keeping your word so important? Here's the best reason to think about keeping your word. People build their relationship with you based only on whether you keep your word or not. If you want to create a more powerful relationship, begin by making a promise. The same is true for companies. When a company keeps its word, employees feel proud and customers feel respected. When a company makes a declaration, like a corporate mission, for example, but then undermines this declaration in its action, it's not keeping its word. And as a result, employees become demotivated and the customers start to flee. HR departments and corporate boards can use the Keep Your Word technology to achieve extraordinary results. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen Florence, and today we are talking to Henry Kimsey House, who is co-founder of CTI, the Coaching Institute, and we are talking about his new book that is about to come out in June called The Steak. So, Henry, tell us, how did you get the book together? How did you decide the name The Steak, and how can we get it?
Wow. Well, let's start the last question first. The Steak is going to be released in June, and the best place to get it is on Amazon. We'll have both a Kindle edition and a regular edition. And it's The Steak, The Making of Leaders by me and my partner David Skibbins. David Skibbins is a longtime faculty member at CTI. He also has written a number of mysteries and then nonfiction on both psychology and coaching. And he was a participant in the leadership program, and he came to me after retreat one of the program and said, let's write a book together about this. And so I said, okay. And so that was about 3 years ago, and we've been hashing it out for the last 3 years, and we finally are ready to put it out to people. And we hope people enjoy it and have a great time with it.
I'm curious about the name, The Steak. How did you decide that?
Yes, thank you. At the center of every leadership context, in other words, we believe that leaders lead within a context. Now, they don't lead just people to do things. They don't say, you do this. They actually create a context. And that, remember the energy field I was talking about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
They create a context, and the stake is what sets the context. And so what this leader's stake is something they plant in the ground that says, this is going to be the way it is in this event at this time. And then everything sort of colors itself that way. The air sort of becomes, if the stake, for example, is blue, and they say, this is going to be blue, it makes everything in the leader's eyes and everything that they're seeing in some way blue, so that they can orient towards everything that's happening from that place of whatever that context is.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes for a really powerful holding, so that a lot of times leaders get pulled away from what their original intention was by whatever the needs are, the problems are. And stake is that reminder of this is why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
The reminder of the sort of urgency and the importance of what it is we're here to make happen.
Mm, I love that. Who is the book written for? Who should be reading this book?
It's initially written, I mean, we wrote it for everyone. We wanted it to not be a book that was specifically for business people or specifically for community leaders or people who are all that. We want, that's why we've got a range of characters in the book, from business people to therapist to housewife to, you know, a whole range of people that are going through this together and learning so much from each other, which is exactly how it happens in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Who's initially going to love this book are people who are in the development, leader development field, like leaders themselves, coaches, that kind of thing, who are people who are working with leaders. And what we think is it's going to spread, like a lot of our stuff does, to people who are related and associated with those. We know it's going to be mostly a pass it around word of mouth book, you know,
mm-hmm.
that will develop that way.
You know, I want to bring this back to coaching, to being coached, to learning how to become a coach, and of course to CTI, which you are a co-founding member.
Best coaching school on the planet.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say, and of course, CTI, everyone in the coaching world knows CTI. You're kind of the industry standard. It is a wonderful, wonderful coaching school. Many, many, many wonderful coaches out of your program. So tell us a little bit about someone who's interested in finding a coach through CTI, someone who was interested in maybe becoming a coach or exploring. How do they do that?
Well, they go to www.thecoaches.com and all of those things are possible. We have coach referral services. We have all of our information about training people to become coaches. Most of our training courses are 3-day long courses that are highly experiential and highly, people come out of our courses saying, this is what I've always wanted. This is the kind of education I've always wanted. And so, and I feel like I finally am home and I belong here, you know. It's really amazing.
Yeah, I have to say, the very first day when I went to coaching school, I sat there and I looked around the room and I thought, oh, my God, how lucky am I to be here and start this wonderful, wonderful journey. Becoming a coach, you get coached the entire program, and your life changes. So even if you're thinking, I don't want to actually become a coach, it's a wonderful experience to just go through the program. You will discover so much about yourself.
I have a good friend of mine who's a massage therapist who I've been talking to for years about, you know, going to coaching school. She says, oh, yeah, but won't they all be like, you know, professionals and business people and I won't fit in? And she just did her first fundamentals course, which is our intro course, last weekend, and she was just lit up like a candle and said, it wasn't like I thought it would be at all. It was great. There were people from all walks of life that were there learning together, and I learned so much about myself, you know.
Yeah.
It was really great.
And what I'm sure you're going to agree with this, one of the amazing things is everyone in your class somehow was picked by the universe to be there with you. And the classes, the relationships, I mean, I still am in close contact with many, many of the people that I went through the course with. Years later, we're still, actually, I'm staying in Connecticut with my still original coach from my coaching school, which is Coaching for Transformation out of New York. And we've been coaching each other for 6 years.
That's great.
I mean, you really do create a wonderful connection with people in your class, no doubt. So
absolutely.
How do people find the school and what questions should they be asking?
Well, there's two ways. They can either contact us on the website and the minute they, there's a, you know, an email way you can send it and someone will call you back. Or they can call 415-451-6000. And, you know, there's an 800 number, too, and I don't know that 800 number because I use the local one so much. Mm-hmm. I'll look it up here while we're talking.
And they can Google it.
And they can Google it, of course. And we also have this other thing. We have an app. We have something called Coactive ThinkPal, which is sort of an app, a coaching app that sort of introduces them to some of the main concepts of CTI and coactive coaching. Oh, I found the 800 number, too.
Okay.
It's 800-691-6008. And any of those numbers or the app or the website will get you to amazing people that work for CTI. They're all people, of course, who have gone through the coaching curriculum. They know what they're doing, and they know how to answer your questions and make you feel like it's the best things in sliced toast.
Yay. And CTI has courses that can be taken through teleclasses as well, correct?
We have the initial courses are in person, and they have them all over the country. For instance, I know your listeners are primary on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We have courses in Boston. We have courses in New York. We have courses in D.C. And then we also have courses in Europe, and we have courses all over the place. So the initial way is through actual in-person courses. And then we have programs for teleclass courses that follow those initial programs.
Okay, great. You have is there a retreat coming up, the Leader Within retreat in Northern California coming up in June?
Yes, we do. We have the introduction in a way to our year-long leadership program, and it's an amazing program, and it's happening June 23rd through the 28th in Northern California, and it's a highly experiential program where there actually is outdoor challenges and that are part of the course, as well as a really cool process we do where we will look at how to define your strengths based on how others see you. It's a program I developed over 30 years ago, initially with actors so that they'd be more effective in auditions and interview situations, but it turns out it works for everybody. And being more effective, showing up as you are, the way people see you, rather than trying to be something you think they want to be.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the book real quick. We're just about out of time because there are chapters that can be downloaded from the internet free. Is that correct?
Yes. We wrote the book Coactive Coaching, back in 1995, and we're in our third edition now. And it's, I think, one of the best textbooks on coaching that's out there, called Coactive Coaching. And you can get free chapters at www.thecoaches.com/y-cti/buy-the-book.
Mm, perfect.
So all of that can, and then that will be on your website, I think, as well, right?
Yes, exactly. So anyone who is interested and hasn't written all this stuff down, by all means, you can go on to our website. We'll be updating with additional information as we go through the day and into tomorrow morning. So you can just go to onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and get all of that information.
Henry, you can get a couple free chapters of our book, too.
Yeah, I love that. Henry, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really, really enjoyed it. Is there one last thing you would like to say before we conclude?
Take responsibility for your world. Know what your world is. Be conscious. Take responsibility for it. And then grow your world. We need you.
Yes, exactly. there's a great quote out there, is what the world needs are people who are passionate and love their lives.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what we need. If we were all happy, the life world would be really, really great.
And like Karen Florence says, be on purpose.
Discover your purpose and be on purpose. Exactly. Thank you. I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. If you have any questions, just go to our website, onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. Again, download the app. Keep Your Word is a fantastic tool. Coaches as well, for coaches as well as for parents, teachers, even use it at work. It is a really great app, and I encourage you to go on the web and download it and take a look at it. So have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Go down the shore, buy pizza, buy a T-shirt, buy some Italian ice, and support those people who are trying to recover from Hurricane Sandy. And we'll be with you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.